I was sitting on a bench in New York, and I was trying to work. I was sitting there, and I was writing in my notebook, and I suddenly heard... So I looked up. I was like, huh? And there was a guy standing 4 feet from me, just going... to a squirrel that was 3 feet from me. So I looked at the squirrel, and he wasn't looking up. I realized, oh, man, are you kidding me? I'm less focused than squirrels? I'm working, I hear, huh, what's that? Is this kissing? Aimed at the squirrel, he's like, come on, man, really? Nice try, stupid. I got an acorn. I saw a sign on this door, it said exit only. So I entered it, and I went up to the guy working there, and I was like, I have some good news. You have severely underestimated this door over here. By like 100%, man. I hate heavy doors. I hate when there's a heavy door because there should be a sign on it. It says, warning. You're going to look weak right now. Damn it. Why don't you tell me, man? I'm walking with a girl here. I don't want to struggle to get into the bar. So now I treat every door like it's heavy because I don't want to get burned again. The problem is every door isn't heavy. So I'm like slamming doors. I don't want to slam a door and have an emotion to go with the activity. That looks crazy. So I end up in situations where I go into a convenience store and I'm just like, bam. I need some gum now. I don't have time to mess around, man. I got some bad breath. Why is your door so light? That looks delicious. I want to make a revolving door that says pull on it. To see how obedient people are, you know? Like, oh, it's one of these. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Excuse me. Sorry. It's just coming through here. Sorry about that. Yeah. It's the door. It's not me.